From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
A commentary on Fonterra. What do you make of it?
Yeah, we're talking about this press release that Fonterra came out of Fonterra yesterday. And what happened here was that they're preparing their results, which I think are due for release in September. And as they were doing that, they thought they needed to take a little look at some of the... They needed a reset here, Mike. They needed to recalibrate some of the carrying values of some of the assets. And you had to look pretty hard for the good news in here, Mike. If there was any, it was the underlying earnings guidance for 2019. So that's the year end of July 2019. That's been reconfirmed. So that is a relief. But just a little context there as well, 10 to 15 cents per share. Yes, it is where they said it was going to be, but it's also well below previous year's underlying earnings. So that needs to be taken into account as well. But yeah, I think you also have to acknowledge that what the current management are doing. I mean, they are cutting debt. They're reviewing a lot of the current operational spending, and they're making some hard decisions. So you do have to acknowledge that. But once you get there, then it all starts to head a little bit downhill. Substantial write-downs contributing to an estimated $590 to $675 million loss, and you start to go through these write-downs. Brazil, $200 million, that's due to economic conditions. Then Venezuela, so the consumer business there, they closed another part. There's $135 million there. That's an accounting adjustment. This isn't just a write-down of value. Then China Farms, $200 million, slower than expected operating performance. Australia Ingredients, another $70 million there. And the one that really catches your eye, though, is we're used to Fonterra writing down their global assets, but they've taken $200 million off the New Zealand consumer business as well, talking about operational challenges, slower than expected recovery of market share. We know they've sold Tip Top, but net result, another $200 million there. So just a very few quick points, Mike. Yes, this throws the spotlight on previous strategic decisions, but more importantly, it was about the execution of that strategy. But there's not a heck of a lot you can do about that now. They are dealing to the debt issues. That needs to be done because they've got to keep their current credit rating. You are looking here at what is essentially a turnaround situation, but the point here, that turnaround situation, actually getting through that, is going to be quite challenging if the trading environment deteriorates, and that is potentially what they're looking at. But it also, Mike, just throws the light again on the economic model. It's a cooperative. That means Fonterra doesn't have that flexibility that a listed company would have. It can't just issue equity, short the balance sheet and move on, let alone the internal conflict of having to deliver the best price to farmers of the raw material that it actually uses, which then cuts into the margin that it is trying to create. So look, all in all, it's just a continuation of bad news, really. Share price down 19 cents. Do you know those shares, the Fonterra shareholder units, they were issued at $5.50. They're now $3.57.
And no dividend now. Contact, what happened?
No dividend. Yeah, Contact Energy, Gentel announced results yesterday. Generation retailers, they've been very keenly sought after by investors recently. Everyone after those attractive dividends with the falling interest rates. They announced final dividend 23 cents, total dividend 39 cents, net profit 345 million. Underlying profit, they got to take out all the one-offs, 176 mil versus 112 last year, all good. Revenue up 14%. It's the sustainability, the dividends, the key importance for shareholders in terms of short term, because they've all piled in. That share price, Mike, up 44% in the last 12 months. They're holding that dividend 39 cents per share, all good. Outgoing CEO Dennis Barnes is leaving on pretty good terms there.
Nice, Helen Stein.
Announced annual profit up, rose 2%. They've got a bit of a gender problem here. The women's wear chain's going well, but the men's wear isn't. So Glasson's good. Hallenstein Brothers finding life a bit tougher. Shareholders, again, they've enjoyed 29% gains in the last year. They might index up 21, I think. So share price up 5.7% yesterday. Results continue over this and next week.
Fantastic. What are the numbers?
25,958 on the Dow, under a bit of pressure there today. The usual culprits are down 328 points, 1.25%. S&P 500 down 32, 2886, down 1%. NASDAQ also also down 1%, 7872. The FTSE 100 fell 27, 7226. The Nikkei, they were up 91 yesterday, 20,684. And the Shanghai Composite gained 1.45%, closing at 2814. The ASX 200, pretty quiet, 6590, only up 6. And we were barely changed yesterday in the NZX 50, closing at 10,872. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar, 0.6443 US on the wholesale markets, 0.9545 Aussie, 0.5744 euro, 0.5332 pounds, 67.84 yen. Gold, $1,505.89. Brent crude, $58.60.
Very good stuff, mate. You have a good one. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher out of JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.